Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hi, Lazy Geniuses, and happy December. You're listening to the Lazy Genius Podcast. I'm Kendra Adachi, and I'm here to help you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. This is episode 136, 10 Ideas for a Holiday Reset. We have 1 week until Christmas, and it might already be time for a reset. Everything is starting to happen a bit at the same time with gifts and parties and cookie baking and events on all the things. When I filled out my holiday docket back in October, I did not anticipate my son's school Christmas performance where he's in the show choir, you guys. He has multiple after school rehearsals. He has an evening performance. Everything was like very lovingly crafted and planned, but that one surprised me. And we all get that. We all have surprises. No matter how intentional we are with our time, how much margin we create, things surprise us. And that's okay and normal. We're all going to be fine. So as we have this last weekend before Christmas, though, schools are letting out soon. We're packing up our stuff to visit grandma's. That reminds me. I will put a link in the show notes to an episode about traveling and a blog post with all of your travel tips, should you need them. But today I want to share 10 ideas for a holiday reset. And frankly, these are just great practices for any reset. We are talking in terms of like Christmas related stuff because it's Christmas time, but these ideas are applicable in all the seasons. All right, so let's jump in. Number one, name what matters. Always number one, always, always. If we don't name, actually say it out loud, write it down, what matters, we'll just keep doing whatever is in front of us and forget about the importance of something until it's too late. And we don't want that. So first, name what matters. Name what matters today, this weekend, next weekend on your drive to a family gathering, when you're having conversations with your Uncle Bill about politics and you want to pull your hair out. Name what matters. What is most important to you and your people today or this week? Not what you need to get done, but what matters. That's different, and that difference is really important. And that context is hugely helpful in a reset. Number two, play music. Now, I have you covered with that one. If you don't want to think about it around the holidays, I created 9 playlists based on mood and my 10 favorite Christmas albums in a blog post that I'll link to in the show notes. But I will tell you with absolute certainty that this music makes a difference. It has in my life, and it has in many of yours. I've been tagged in so many of your stories where you're listening to the playlists or albums and are happier for them. Music makes a difference, you guys. It just does. Especially music that reminds you of the season you're in and why you love it. So listen to music. Number three, release the pressure of memories. It's true, isn't it? The more we pressure memories and try and manufacture them, the less they become memorable, at least for the reasons we want them to. Memories are so arbitrary and organic anyway. You never know what you might remember. Instead of moving into events and traditions and experiences with a secret expectation that everyone will remember this forever or that this is what memories are made of, release that. Memories are made when we least expect it, or they come from like seemingly insignificant things that carry more than we can see in that moment. Just be where you are. Enjoy the traditions you've already created or ones you're trying out. You can actually check out my episode on traditions in the show notes if you'd like. And then release any pressure that will keep you from experiencing the very thing that you're after. Number four, look at the other person, not at yourself. So I read this recently in the book Adorning the Dark by Andrew Peterson, which is a fantastic book about creativity. It's really solid. I'm about halfway through. I'm really enjoying it. But he was talking about when he was at a photo shoot and how horribly uncomfortable he felt. Now, I've done a couple of photo shoots before for this job. the most notable being for the website, The Kitchen without an E. They hired like an actual professional photographer to take pictures of me in my house with my change your life chicken. It went with an article profile thing that they wrote. It was, and it still is, quite bonkers, but I vividly remember being so uncomfortable having my photo taken. Like, what do I do with my hands? Does my smile look weird? Like, there's so many angles you can turn your head. It's just all very, very strange. I even feel that way sometimes just taking family photos. When a camera goes up, we immediately start thinking about ourselves and how we appear. We start thinking about our angles. So Andrew Peterson in this book shared that a photographer once told him something like, look at the other person, think about the other person. Not in a, you know, like imagine them in their underwear sort of way, but more there's a person there with a story and a personality, and I'm going to think about them instead of myself. What happened in that photo shoot was, as Andrew thought of the other people in the room, he thought less of himself and therefore looked more natural as his picture was taken. When we look at others, we become our natural selves because we're not so preoccupied with how we're coming across. We're just us. You're just you. So even though that advice certainly works for photo shoots, I really think it works for just being a person. If you're visiting family, if you're sitting down to wrap presents and your husband isn't helping you and that hurts your feelings, if you're in line at a store for a last minute gift and everyone is cranky and mean, in all those places where we can start to get all twisty, look at the other person. Try and see their story, their personality, their humanness. It always helps us naturally tap into our own and be a kinder person. Number 5, use light. For this time of year, candles and twinkle lights and fireplaces and bonfires are the most magical things. We have been lighting all the candles in our main living area around 4:30 every afternoon and letting them burn like until we go to bed. We also found, you guys, this is the best, a show on Netflix that is just a fire burning. You can even hear the crackle if you want. We don't have a fireplace, so it's magical. I mentioned it in the latest lazy letter, but we turn it on every day. It adds such a beautiful mood to the room and it helps reset me immediately. That candle, the candles and the tree being on, it's just the best thing ever. So don't discount those tiny things. Don't discount light. It makes a difference. Number 6, watch something. If you're in need of a holiday reset, watch a Christmas movie you love. Cozy up with a blanket and popcorn and a mug of something warm and watch a Christmas movie. I am sad for myself to say that I have not done this yet. I haven't watched any Christmas movies and it's halfway through the month. I did watch A Charlie Brown Christmas with my kids because that's like always a big thing we do earlier in the month, but in terms of myself, nothing. I would really like to change that. But movies and stories. And actually, as I say that, like if you're not a movie person, read a book that feels like Christmas. The story really is what matters. Engage in a story that helps you remember what you love about the season you're in, and then make it as tactile and sensory and lovely as you can.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Recently, I was driving the middle school carpool, and the 2 eighth graders were talking about how they had to take a foreign language in high school next year. One of them said, "Man, why do we have to take a class? Can't we just use Rosetta Stone? That thing works great." And while I tend to stay quiet during carpool, I did pipe up from the front. It really is, right? Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Lazy Genius podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/genius. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/genius today. This episode is sponsored by Squarespace. Hosting the show and running the Lazy Genius Collective is very much a full-time job squeezed into part-time hours. Thankfully, I have found some ways to Lazy Genius my work, including using Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. You can secure a domain, create a site with the all-new guided Squarespace blueprint, and activate easy-to-use payment tools all in one spot. And with Squarespace AI and integrated optimized SEO tools, you can polish what you want to say and get it in front of your people. My team and I just revamped our Squarespace site at the beginning of the year, and I'm still obsessed. It not only looks great, it's easy to navigate as a visitor and as an admin. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/lazygenius to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. This episode is sponsored by Third Love. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love's mission is to take the frustration out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, or as they call them, problems. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. My go-to Third Love bra is the Perfect Coverage 24/7 Classic Bra. It's been a favorite for 3 years, and I find myself reaching for it every morning. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This episode is sponsored by Olive & June. I found Olive & June in 2020 when we were all looking for new hobbies and things to do. Well, now, almost 4 years later, doing my nails at home with my daughter Annie and Olive & June's Manny system is still one of the things I look forward to every week. Olive & June makes it easy to get a salon-worthy manicure from the comfort of your home. The Manny system has everything you need in one box, salon-grade tools designed just for DIY, and your choice of 6 polish colors. And y'all, the colors they make are stunning. Annie and I just tried out their new colors for Valentine's Day. I'm wearing Love Note, a sparkly nude that matches my skin tone, and Annie is wearing Bouquet, a shimmery pink that matches her personality. Plus, Olive & June's polish is chip resistant and lasts for 7 days. Visit oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. That's oliveandjune.com/lazygenius for 20% off your first Manny system. Number 7. Bake something, bake something, bake something. I think baking beautifully exists any day of the year, but especially if you live in a traditionally like wintry part of the country or world, baking on a chilly day in December is really special. I did a little baking blog mini series a while back that I'll put in the show notes, along with a couple of recipes I've posted in the past, if you want some ideas. There are also 4 podcast episodes that you can listen to. One is about actual holiday baking. It's number 44. Another is about baking cookies. There's another about baking bread, if you're more of a savory person, but you still want to kind of get your hands dirty, so to speak. And the 4th idea is episode 5, like way early, where I have my very first conversation like of my life with internet darling and beloved sassy ginger Jamie Golden from the Popcast, and we talk a lot about baking. We talk about other things too, of course, but if you're a Popcast fan and you did not know that episode existed, you're welcome. She's hysterical as always. There's also a very important post that you need to read called 7 Reasons Why Your Holiday Baking Will End in Murder. Read that before you bake so your experience will involve as little murder as possible, but bake something. Take your time. Enjoy the process, eat cookies for dinner, share them with others. It's so good for the soul. Number 8, make soup. I have a podcast episode about this too. The Lazy Genius makes soup. Again, all of this will be in the show notes. But a stressed out holiday requires soup in the reset plan. Soup is so comforting, of the earth. And if you listen to my episode first, I promise that your soup will taste amazing. There's actually a formula for great tasting soups. So if you're going to do it, and I highly recommend you do for a holiday reset, doing it the Lazy Genius way will give you a super tasty soup all the rest of your soup making days. Number 9 of our 10 ideas for a holiday reset, tend to yourself. Because there's so much going on and the list tends to be longer than usual and often involves things for others, it's easy to forget about ourselves. We need to tend to ourselves during the holidays. Now, when I say tend, I mean small daily things. You can totally go big and like with a spa day or something, but you'll benefit so much more from something daily
that feels almost too small to matter, but it does. If you'd like more specific ideas about what that might mean, there are two podcast episodes that will be hugely helpful for you. One is The Lazy Genius Guide to Self-Care, which is still one of the most downloaded episodes of all. This is episode 136. That was a while ago, and it's still like top of the list. And then The Lazy Genius Daily Act of Kindness. I'll have links to both in the show notes, but tend to yourself. It's so important. And finally, number 10, gather. Gather people together. Invite friends over. Heat up cider and plate up some of those cookies that you baked and wave the neighbors over when they're out getting the mail. Have a big party. Have a movie or a game night. Get together with girlfriends and wrap your gifts together. Just gather with your people. Community is my absolute favorite part of the holidays. So don't feel like you've missed your window to gather. It doesn't have to be fancy or involved. It doesn't have to be like overly planned. Just open your home and invite someone in. And again, if you need a little extra help or encouragement in this, I will put links in the show notes for gathering as well. Blog posts like Lazy Genius Ideas for Your Holiday Party and How to Never Run Out of Food at a Party. And then podcast ideas like The Lazy Genius Guide to Hosting Anything, The Lazy Genius Feeds a Crowd, The Lazy Genius Hosts a Holiday Party, and then last week's episode about nailing your holiday vibe. These show notes are going to be bonkers, aren't they? All the resources. I have said and written a lot of words about a lot of things, but I actually really love how many words there are about things having to do with resetting, with being a person and feeling like yourself, about creating an environment that has an impact on you and the people that you gather together. I just love that. So to wrap up our 10 ideas, do them all, do one or two, but consider doing at least something to remind you of what this holiday means to you if you're in need of a reset. So, name what matters. Listen to music. Release the pressure of making memories. Look at the other person. Use light. Watch or read something. Bake something. Make soup. Tend to yourself. And gather. That's all for today. Over the next 2 weeks, I'll have some short little encouraging episodes for you to make it through the season. And if you are a new listener or just haven't left a review before, can I ask for that as like a little Christmas present? Here's the thing about iTunes reviews. The more reviews, especially 5-star ones, if I'm being honest, the more the Apple gods say, hey, this show is important to people. People like it. So let's make it more visible so other people can experience it too. And here's the thing. I believe that being a lazy genius can make your world a better place. And I want that to happen to as many people as possible. So if you have a minute, head over to the Apple Podcast app, which automatically comes on your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, I don't think you can even delete the app, but search for the Lazy Genius Podcast and then click on leave a review or write a review. It would mean so much to me, but more to the people who will see the show and then listen to the show and feel less pressure to do everything and instead get the invitation to be a lazy genius. That would just be the sweetest gift. So thanks to those of you who will do that. And a quick heads up, there will be no more Instagram lives this month. We'll take a break and pick back up in January. I'll still be on Instagram at the lazy genius, but if you're used to spending your Thursday lunches with me, I am very honored. But go watch something cool on Disney Plus instead. Go watch that Christmas movie. Okay, friends, that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. I'm Kendra, and I'll see you next week.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.